Bella forced herself to look up at Nikhil. Her throat didn't want to work, but she made herself speak. I'm not the woman I was with you, Nikhil. His mouth twisted in a wry, humorless smile as he regarded her kneeling form.
Your body begs to differ. I can smell your need for what only I could ever give you. That you would greet me this way proves you still belong to me.
No. Something about him was all wrong. But what had she expected? A roiling wave of nausea overtook her, and she doubled over, bracing her palms on the ground while she retched. Her primal need for him at war with her knowledge of what he had become. She belonged to no one, and whatever need he claimed to send on her wasn't because of him, but rather because of her simple need for energy. Energy that Ozzy had been about to provide before they were interrupted. She wouldn't let Nikhil have that honor again. Once he may have been worthy of it, but not now. Not after all he'd done in her name and without her blessing. She wiped a thin trail of saliva from her lower lip and forced herself to stand. Her knees shook and she clenched her fists to still the tremors that ran up her arms. She raised her head and opened her eyes. What she saw wasn't anything like the memory she had of him, and delving into his mind revealed secrets that he'd never kept before. The once fearless warrior chomping at the bit to conquer the world for her glory was now filled with a singular, twisted need. He craved power, pain, and death like never before. That darkness a nearly opaque coating on what had otherwise been a vibrant aura when he was young. Bella ached to turn back time. To return to her chamber in her palace in Egypt that first night, he took her to that place of eternal release. If only she could tell herself that all hope was not lost. That the key to finding her children was within her grasp. If only she had marked him then. Made him a proper mate, he would not have become this abomination. It was too late now. Fire burned in her belly, her need to destroy the monster she created rising. She quashed that too, but not before a flicker of blue flame escaped her lips, shooting just far enough to tickle the side of his jaw. Nikhil flinched, his hand shooting up to his cheek. He hissed, and his eyes widened.
What did you do?
Bella was still fighting to hold back the urge to set him alight and watch him burn. He had her babies, and had to somehow be convinced to tell her where he kept them.
What did you do?
He yelled and surged at her, his hand clamping around her throat as he pushed her hard against the cold stone wall.
I should only feel pain when I am inflicting it on another, not when it is done to me. Being tortured doesn't faze me, yet when I torture captives, I feel everything I do to them. Did you know that's what they turned me into after our wedding night? For the first 2 centuries, I was a god, but before long all the blessings I was given seemed like curses. I feel every bite of the blade when I slice another woman's skin the way I did yours. Do you still love my hand around your throat, little beast? Because I can feel the light fading from my own eyes the more I squeeze.
He squeezed harder, and the familiar darkness she once wished for began to seep into her vision. Staring deep into his eyes, she could sense the same dark cloud creeping into his mind, and knew he hated feeling it as much as he loved inflicting it on her. She forced a constricted breath through her lungs so she could speak. I can kill you with that fire, if I choose to. Reaching up to grip his wrist, she pulled his hand away from her throat, forced his fingers open in front of her mouth, and breathed the blue tongue of flame at the center of his palm. Nikhil let out an agonized cry, struggling to pull away from her. When his skin blistered, she closed her mouth and twisted his hand back into an unnatural position. That should have hurt him as much as her fire did, yet he showed not even a flicker of discomfort.